Biome, research highlights, comment and community news in biology and medicine.
Welcome to this Biome podcast. I'm Lux Fatimathas, editor of Biome. The system of peer review is the assessment of research by suitably qualified scientists, namely your peers. It is the foundation of scientific publishing, though it is also subject to much criticism. Recent years have seen new and innovative models for peer review developed, as well as the creation of peer review services, all aimed at improving this vital process. We discuss a new peer review service called Axios Review, which Biomed Central is partnered with. Here, Biomed Central's Senior Editor for Research Integrity, Elizabeth Moylan, speaks to the founder of Axios Review, Tim Vines, to find out how this service aims to improve the efficiency of peer review.
I'm here with Tim Vines, an ecologist by training and now the founder, managing editor and director of Axios Review. Tim began his scientific career with a PhD in the field of population genetics under the supervision of Nick Barton at the University of Edinburgh in the UK. He then joined the lab of Dolph Schluter at the University of British Columbia in Canada to investigate ecological speciation. And in making the transition from academic research to scientific publishing, Tim went on to become managing editor of the journal Molecular Ecology. So Tim, how did your experiences at Molecular Ecology lead you to create Axios Review?
Having sent so many rejection letters, it was slowly starting to grind on me. I think I counted them up and I sent about 8,000 in the last
wow.
6 years. I mean, they're not papers I directly have rejected, our editors have rejected.
Yes.
I've communicated that decision to the authors.
And
eventually I was thinking, well, why are we rejecting so many papers?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time the papers we're rejecting are fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really wrong with them. Certainly not that couldn't be fixed with revision.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I mean, as Molecular Ecology is a fairly high profile journal, certainly within the field of evolution and ecology, we're obviously trying to aim for the most high-profile papers. And these papers were just not meeting our level of interest, and so they were getting rejected and having to go somewhere else. And at these other journals, they would get evaluated again by another set of reviewers, and they would go through all the introduction methods, etc., looking for errors. And then again, the decision would largely depend on whether or not it fitted in that journal. And so papers are being evaluated over and over again for quality by the community, and then the decision often depends on fit to that journal. And it seems sort of crazy to be doing it this way. It's not as efficient as it could be.
So you could see there was a problem. What did you think could be done to solve it?
So it occurred to me a better way to do it would be to have an independent editorial board sort of upstream of submission to a journal. And we would put papers, authors would submit, and they would provide a ranked list of four target journals. And then we would give it to an editor, and the editor would first check that the target journals were realistic. And if they were, then we would send the paper out to review, we'd select reviewers, and they would evaluate the manuscript as they would just for a regular journal. And they would also comment on its suitability for each of the four target journals. The editor would bring those opinions together and write a decision letter that, for example, could say, all right, nobody thought this was going to be strong enough for Journal A, so we're not going to trouble Journal A with it, but Journal B might be interested. And so Journal B is then sent what amounts to a pre-submission inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And the pre-submission inquiry is very detailed. It contains the manuscript, it contains the reviews, and the names of the reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that puts the journal in a good position, because then they can very carefully evaluate whether or not they actually want this paper to come to them. Pre-submission inquiries are normally just the abstract. It's very hard to say, fine, submit it, take a look. But these pre-submission inquiries are very detailed. So the journal really is in a position to say, well, we don't want it, or we do. And if they say no, then we take the same information to Journal C. And if they do want it, the authors just revise the paper and submit it to the journal just by the regular route. And they include a response to reviewers in their cover letter, so the journal then can see how the paper has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the journal can do whatever it likes, because it's their review process, obviously, and they can choose to make use of our round of review or not.
Having come up with the idea and process behind Axios Review, how did you then decide upon its name? I heard your wife suggested it.
And when she said it, I thought, well, that's absolutely, it's a great word, axios. And in fact, what it means is even better, which is judged worthy.
Yes.
In Greek. And I thought that was really quite fitting for a peer review sit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to judge most papers worthy.
When it comes to judging papers worthy, as you put it, what kind of peer review model does Axios Review operate?
We're currently single blind, and in fact, I'm very seriously considering moving to completely double blind.
Okay.
Because my feeling is that although double blind doesn't work 100% of the time, you can guess
absolutely,
the authors fairly often.
Yeah.
For the proportion that you can't guess, those get a somewhat better peer review process, I think.
I guess that whichever peer review system you use, there are pros and cons. And on that note, I see that you are members of the Committee of Publication Ethics, better known as COPE, a forum that editors and publishers of peer-reviewed journals use to discuss all aspects of research and publication ethics. And it's interesting to me that Axios Review is a member of COPE, given that you're not a journal. Why did you decide to join?
I think it was really important to join COPE because that enables us to bring complex issues to them.
Yes, if they arise.
If they, and hopefully they won't arise for a long time. But there's some very clever people there who know a lot about peer review, and be able to tap that expertise would be very important for us.
Mm-hmm. With support from the scientific community, Axios Review may just provide one way to address the growing burden of peer review for authors, reviewers and editors alike. For more on peer review, from its challenges to new innovations, visit biome.biomedcentral.com/peer-review.
Biome is Biomed Central's online magazine for research highlights and commentary. You can find more podcasts, interviews and videos online at biome.biomedcentral.com. If you want to keep up with the latest from Biome, sign up to our monthly email or follow us on Twitter at Biome Magazine.
Biome. Research highlights, comments and community news in biology and medicine.